it's National Oatmeal Nut Waffle Day. Waffles have been around at least since the time of the Greeks. The Dutch brought the waffle to the U.S. in the 1620s. The patent for the first waffle iron in the U.S. was issued in 1869. The cast iron plates sat on top of wood or gas stoves. The first electric waffle maker was produced by General Electric in 1911. By the way, the waffle iron was the inspiration for a new sole for running shoes in 1971. The company was Blue Ribbon Sports, which today is better known as Nike. On this day in agricultural history in 1791, Samuel Mulliken of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, received a patent for a machine to thresh corn and grain. He was the first person in history to receive more than one patent. We don't know what the machine looks like. The patent was destroyed in a fire in 1836. In 1845, self-rising flour was invented by Henry Jones of Bristol. The flour was an instant hit. A year later, in 1846, Jones was appointed purveyor of patent flour and biscuits to Queen Victoria. Jones spent a number of years trying to convince the Royal British Navy to use his flour. Eventually, he was successful, but only with the help of Florence Nightingale. And in 2007, on this date, the U.S. moved daylight savings time 3 weeks earlier than in previous years in the hopes that it would conserve energy. The concept was first introduced during World War II in Great Britain as a coal-conserving measure. And that's this day in agricultural history.
This is the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's a Monday afternoon. John Davis from Chesapeake Energy in Chicago, Illinois is on the phone line. Good afternoon to you, John.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
Hey, tell me about the weather forecast for this part of the world first.
Well, for the middle of the country, we are in a pattern here coming up that does feature rather cool weather, and that's not only the case this week, but also next week. So, in general, below normal temperatures across the Midwest as we go through this middle portion of March. As for precipitation, we're going to stay in a relatively active mode, not be as wet as we have been the last couple of weeks, but we have a steady progression of storm systems that will be moving from west to east across the Midwest, and about every 5 or 6 days, and as those systems move through, that will get precipitation, some snow to the northern areas, and then rain to the southern areas of the Midwest as we go through this week and also on into next week. So relatively active and relatively cool, the polar opposite of what we saw a year ago.
Okay, and then will there be rainfall in those areas that are on the opposite side of I-35 or the western side of I-35 across to Kansas, Iowa, Minnesota, where it's been really substantially dry and remained that way for the winter?
Yes. Well, the last couple of weeks, that's improved quite a bit. They've had their third system here over the weekend was number three that has put down significant precipitation across those locales. And we continue to have precipitation events kind of lined up going across that region. So, yes, that area of the western Midwest will continue to see moisture and continue to improve their soil moisture base.
You mentioned the delta in the southern region. I think that it might be wet. They've been pretty wet and should be in the beginning of their planting seasons, at least in the deepest parts. Can they get into the fields anytime soon?
Well, yeah, that's one area that will not tend to be as cool as further north, and they will not be as wet as further north. And they've really improved their moisture conditions lately across the region. So in places like Louisiana and parts of Texas and Mississippi and Alabama, they should be starting here to begin to prepare fields and start some summer planting. And that process should begin after the 15th. And so into next week and the end of March, we should have a pretty good start down across those areas.
Okay, turn your attention from the planting season to the harvesting season. We're going to South America. How's it progressing?
It's progressing pretty well. The big news over the weekend was the fact that you did have good rains across much of Argentina, and that is kind of the final event here that really increases their moisture levels across that region, and so they have really seen an improving situation across that area over the past couple of weeks. As for Brazil, the harvest is ongoing right now. No sign of any kind of major delays. They always have some delays at this time of year. It's still the wet season down there before things start drying out in April, but nothing unusual from a climatic standpoint.
Just a quick note on China, as they're in the same position as the rest of the Northern Hemisphere. They'll be planting sooner or later.
They will, and there certainly are some dry areas across China, but that's always the case across China at this time of year. They have a climate that is much more, you know, drier in the winter than they get wetter in the late spring and summer, and so nothing atypical for the Chinese growing areas going into their spring planting season.
Thanks so much, John.
My pleasure, Todd.
John Davis is with Chesapeake Energy. He's in Chicago, Illinois. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report for this Monday afternoon. If you're in the local area and want to drop by the Champaign County Farm Bureau building out on the west side of town, Dave Dickey will be there tonight with one of our Will Ag panels at 7 o'clock. I'm Todd Gleason.